back to the show. Evan Bray, great to have you here on a Monday morning. Yeah, it's not like the most sunny day. I know there's still blotches of rain that could fall in parts of the province, but overall, many people, especially the farmers that were stood still because of the rain last weekend, hoping to see that sun and warmth this week so that they can get back out in the field. Well, I said this just before the break that Saskatchewan rates of intimate partner violence are huge. In fact, double the national average in many categories. It's something that we have talked about many times and brought different guests in. The YWCA in Regina is doing a fundraiser, and it's not just in a fundraiser, but it's an awareness campaign, I would suggest, that brings together different people in the community to talk about this issue, to raise money, and ultimately to hopefully reduce the numbers in our province. Melissa Comer-Benson is the YWCA Regina CEO, and Melissa joins me in studio. Melissa, thank you so much for being here.
Absolutely. Thank you
so
for having me.
So, walk a mile in their shoes. I have done this before. In fact, I just showed you the picture.
So I was going to say there's photo proof of that.
Yes. So let's talk about the concept behind this. Where did this idea come from, and what do you hope to accomplish with this?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when we first started doing Walk a Mile in Their Shoes, which is something that is done by YWCAs across the country in different versions, not all, but many do. Mm-hmm. For us, it was really about starting a conversation and figuring out how we could get people in the community to start a conversation. And so it really is, like you said, an advocacy campaign. Mm-hmm. It also raises much needed funding for our domestic violence shelter, the Isabel Johnson Shelter. But it's really about being able to use people's social media platforms, conversations in the coffee rooms, mm-hmm. about what and how they've been affected by intimate partner violence and bring some awareness to the issues in our community.
So let's talk about what it is. Mm-hmm. Walk a mile in their shoes. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you my experience, but let's start with what it is.
Yeah, absolutely. So it is a walk over noon hour. So it's really geared towards corporate companies and businesses over the lunch hour who get together on that day to walk in a pair of red shoes. And that red shoes, the red shoes symbolize solidarity for survivors of intimate partner mm-hmm. violence. Sometimes people choose to wear very high heel red shoes, which makes it really quite difficult. And sometimes people just decorate a pair of their sneakers with a red ribbon. But that's really symbolizing a state of solidarity. I think the magic of the event happens before mm-hmm. and also after, where people share on social media why they're walking, what they've learned about the rates of domestic violence in our community, and afterwards what it meant for them to participate in something like
right.
that.
In my job with the police service and through the years, I saw far too often the impact that domestic violence has not only on the survivor, but the entire family, the community of people that are affected by it. So I know the Regina Police Service, always big supporters of mm-hmm. this, and I was proud to walk in this event. I will say it's not easy. No. Putting on a size 12 pair of red high heels and walking in them. I gained a whole new appreciation. I tell my wife at any given time, put the flats on.
Right.
You have my blessing. It's not easy. But I think, you know, aside from the smiles and the laughs mm-hmm. that happen during that walk, there's an undertone of we have an urgent situation in this province. Well, what is it in our province that is driving these rates so high, Melissa?
Yeah, I mean, that is the question, I think, that has fogged my brain for a long time, and 10 years in this role, and those rates have not changed in the 10 years that I've been the CEO of the YW. I think, you know, a lot of it has to do with why we are seeing these rates in the first place. What are the root causes of intimate partner violence? Mm-hmm. And I think that we can't negate the fact that mental health and addiction plays a huge role in this, as does, you know, the way in which we talk about gender-based violence, the way we talk about gender roles with young people, the way we talk about emotional literacy with young boys. Mm-hmm. I think all of this plays a huge part in the statistics that we're seeing. And then I think also the way in which we react to it when it does happen and what kind of services and support and network and community we have that catches women and families when they find themselves in that situation. I think all of those things need to be looked at very seriously, understood deeper with intent to change. And sometimes that's a big cog to move. And we have to look at it as a holistic kind of move in order to make any kind of progress forward. There has been lots of great things that have happened. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's enough. Mm-hmm. And that's why we're not seeing the rates change.
Melissa Comer-Benson is my guest, YWCA Regina CEO. You know, it's like so many things, Melissa, where you've got the upfront hope and efforts to try and reduce it altogether, get rid of it altogether. That's always the goal. But then there's also the back end support work that needs to happen, knowing that it's an issue. There are ways to minimize the impact that it has on people that are the victim of this, that are survivors of this, families that are impacted. So can you talk a little bit about the efforts that your team at the YWCA use daily to help people in this area?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So we run one of three domestic violence shelters in the city, the Isabel Johnson Shelter. We also have programming for children exposed to violence, and we support other community organizations that work with perpetrators of violence as well to help support and keep that family unit together and wrap around those supports. I think interestingly, though, about 5 years ago, we started working with young boys, grade six, in schools, where we brought male mentors in to talk about emotional literacy, to talk about consent culture and these kinds of conversations at a very young age, so that we could look at what we could do to prevent this from continuing to happen. Right. And I think it's all of those systems attached that have provided us with some hope that we're getting closer to that ultimate goal of eliminating gender-based violence in our community. I think also looking at how we bring healing to a family and to a group that's just beyond the immediate crisis need of coming into our shelter, but how do we also work to ensure that that trauma is being looked at and healed at a bigger picture. Mm-hmm. And I think some of that work has started to happen in the community and needs to grow as well.
Do you have measurement tools that you use, Melissa, to help you understand what programs are working, which ones maybe give you the maximum benefit for the spend?
Mm-hmm. Certainly on the short term, we would things like our Upstander program for grade six boys gives us great results on the short term. We don't know if that's going to have an effect long term just yet. I think we also, when we can bring wraparound services to a family and keep women out of violent situations, we certainly have a connection to them for a long period of time. Over 2 or 3 years, we stay connected with them, particularly if their children are also involved in our Children Exposed to Violence program. I think that in order to get even greater data on the success of some of those things, we also have to look at systems change. It is a community effort to look at these issues in different ways. It's about how you navigate yourself as a neighbor in your community. It's about the responsibility you take to create those healthy kind of social connections in the space that you live in. We all have a responsibility, I think, to solving this issue.
Melissa Comer-Benson is my guest. So the event, the YWCA Regina Walk a Mile in Their Shoes, is happening Thursday at lunchtime. So if people are going on the website to sign up, and by the way, you can go on the website to sign up. I've got the website right here, walkamileregina.com. What are you going to be expected to do?
Well, it's certainly not a mile. Let's put that on the table right now. It's a block. We've never done a mile.
You walk around the block.
That's right. Yeah,
it feels like 10 miles when you're doing it.
It does. And there'll also be some energy that will come with it. They'll get you pumped up and ready to go. There's always great swag that comes with this event. And, of course, a ticket for lunch. And so the event is fast and it is fun and you get to eat. So to me, that's a perfect event.
With an expectation you'll raise some money
as
well.
That's absolutely right.
That's all part of it. Yeah. So people can still sign up. It's not sold out. It's not full. In fact, I suggest you will accept right up till, right?
Absolutely. And if you can't come to the event, please go on the website because it'll show everybody who's walking in it. And I guarantee you know somebody who's already walking so you can support them and support their efforts in fundraising.
Right. Again, the website is walkamileregina.com. How's the new building, by the way, before I let you go? I've been there for a couple of meetings. I think it's beautiful, but you work there every day.
Yes, absolutely. And it is not lost on me how wonderful it is to be in that sunshine. And we have a great social enterprise coffee shop, which serves lunch and breakfast.
I've been a customer.
Anybody to come down.
So it and it's serving the purpose, the vision that you had and that others had. It's serving that purpose. It's meeting the needs. It's doing a better job of being a one-stop shop for many people, correct?
Absolutely. Yeah. And I think it's even blown my expectations out of the water how quickly it has drastically changed the lives of women we've served for many, many years. Mm. And just having a space where they feel like they've been that they deserve a nice space has also given them a sense of feeling like they deserve also healing. And so we've seen so many women be able to go through that journey so much faster because of that building.
I know the owner of our radio station, mm-hmm. Gordon Jill Rawlinson, big supporters of the work that you do there as well, and see the vision. So mm-hmm. I think it's important to recognize just one of many organizations doing great things, but a ton of support and appreciation, Melissa, for you and the team.
Yeah,
thank you
absolutely.
So much.
Thanks, Evan.
Have a good walk on Thursday.
Yes, we'll do.
I won't be there walking. I will be here talking, but I can, number one, appreciate what the people involved will be feeling and going through, and it's a great cause again. Thank you very much. Melissa Comer-Benson, who is the YWCA Regina CEO and their fundraiser, the YWCA Regina Walk a Mile in Their Shoes, coming up on Thursday. And again, the website is walkamileregina.com. You're listening to 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.